Our reading for today is from the book of Galatians, the 3rd chapter, verses 1 through 22. O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? It was before your eyes that Jesus Christ was publicly portrayed as crucified. Let me ask you only this. Did you receive the spirit of works of the law or by hearing with faith? Are you so foolish? Having begun by the Spirit, are you now being perfected by the flesh? Did you suffer so many things in vain, if indeed it was in vain? Does he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you do so by works of the law or by hearing with faith? Just as Abraham believed God and it was counted to him as righteousness. Know then that it is those of faith who are the sons of Abraham. And the Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel beforehand to Abraham, saying, In you shall all the nations be blessed. So then, those who are of faith are blessed along with Abraham, the man of faith. For all who rely on works of the law are under the curse, for it is written, Cursed is everyone who does not abide by all things written in the book of the law and do them. Now it is evident that no one is justified before God by the law, for the righteous shall live by faith. But the law is not of faith, rather the one who does them shall live by them. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us, for it is written, Cursed is everyone who is hanged on a tree. So that in Christ Jesus the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles, so that we might receive the promised Spirit through faith. To give a human example, brothers, even with the man-made covenant, no one annuls it or adds to it once it has been ratified. Now the promises were made to Abraham and to his offspring. It does not say, and to offsprings referring to many, but referring to one. And your offspring, who is Christ? This is what I mean. The law which came 430 years afterward does not annul a covenant previously ratified by God, so as to make the promise void. For if the inheritance comes by the law, it no longer comes by promise, but God gave it to Abraham by a promise. Why then the law? It was added because of transgressions until the offspring should come to whom the promise had been made, and it was put in place through angels by an intermediary. Now an intermediary implies more than one, but God is one. Is the law then contrary to the promises of God? Certainly not. For if a law had been given that could give life, then righteousness would indeed be by the law. But the Scripture imprisoned everything under sin, so that the promise by faith in Jesus Christ might be given to those who believe. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Kerry Rickert, Lutheran Church of the Redeemer, Birmingham, Michigan.
Who am I? Where did I come from? Why do I look the way I do? What are my family's roots? Many people have developed an interest in their family heritage. Websites such as Ancestry.com and FindAGrave.com can be helpful in discovering your family roots. To be sure, the ancestors of many Lutheran Christians emigrated from places like Germany, the Ukraine, Prussia, and Alsace. With them, our ancestors brought a passion for their faith and a desire to worship the God of creation, the God who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Often, one of their first tasks after settling was to build a place of worship. Small church or large, their heart for God's gracious gifts, given in word and sacrament, guided their desire for a pastor to lead them. Today's scripture reading from Paul's letter to the Galatians speaks of Abraham's offspring. Oh, not his biological offspring, but an offspring through whom all nations of the earth would be blessed, an offspring who would take our place under the law, who would pay the ransom price for our sin and our disobedience, and who would secure our place in the lineage of Abraham, an offspring who, as the heir of Abraham's inheritance, redeemed us so that we might receive adoption as sons and possess the same eternal inheritance as Abraham. That offspring is Jesus. Our adoption as sons and heirs is, as Paul reminds us, a gift of God's grace alone. Some in the Galatian church failed to understand and believe this. They were bewitched, Paul says, by the idea that their adoption as children of God and the indwelling of the Holy Spirit was the result of keeping the law of Moses as interpreted by their rabbis. But the law wasn't given until 3 centuries after Abraham died. So Abraham wasn't counted righteous by God because of his obedience to the law. By grace, Abraham was given to believe God's promise to bless all nations through him. As Scripture records, it was Abraham's faith that was counted to him as righteousness before God. We too are counted righteous by God through faith alone, a gift from God. Like Abraham, our efforts at self-righteousness before God always fail. Apart from faith, our earthly righteousness is as filthy rags in God's sight. By nature, we're too stained with the darkness of our sin, our disobedience and rebellion, to stand before God on our own merits. With Peter, we must say, "Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful person." Yet in and through Abraham's promised offspring, Jesus the Messiah, you're completely forgiven and reconciled to God. You're blessed with the same faith God graciously gave to Abraham. By that faith, we live our daily lives, loving God and serving our neighbor in love. All men and women of trusting faith in Christ are Abraham's true offspring, counted as righteous by God, not through works of the law, but by faith alone in Jesus Christ. May God bless you with the faith of Father Abraham, that by it you too may rejoice in your righteous standing before God, and give thanks that you're an heir of all God has given to his Son, our Lord Jesus, to whom alone belong all glory, honor, and praise. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit abide with you. Amen.
We thank Pastor Kerry Rickard for today's meditation on God's Word.